This episode is about shame. This episode is about shame. It's about being shameless. It's about not being ashamed of nothing. Wagwan. Hello, how are you? Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Okay, I'm still whispering because it's weird. It's a weird time. It's a weird time, guys, but you know me and my weird recording hours. Anyway, welcome to this amazing episode. My name is Awino Awiti, the host of this podcast. This is episode 106, and I hope you enjoy. I hope you learned something from this episode. First things first, if you want to be part of this podcast, if you want to be part of our series, What's Your Unspoken Story? Check out my, you can send me an email on unspokenpodcastke@gmail.com to apply, or you can check out my social media platforms. You'll get a Google form link, and then fill in the form with the details, and then I'll get back to you if you want to be part of the unspoken story. And if you feel like you know someone who has an unspoken story who would like to share, kindly share the podcast with them and the link. And if you love this podcast, after listening to it, remember to rate the podcast and share it with your friends and family. Okay. This episode is about shame. This episode is about shame. It's about being shameless. It's about not being ashamed of nothing. So this episode is titled, I Will Never Be Ashamed Of... Alama ya dukuduku. So I came up with close to 30 things I feel like we should never be ashamed of. I should never be ashamed of. Have you ever felt like there's some things you're ashamed of, but in real sense, you're not supposed to be ashamed of them because it's a normal thing. So, number one, I will never be ashamed of chasing my dreams. I will never be ashamed of chasing my dreams, honestly. No matter how big, no matter how unconventional they seem, I will never be ashamed of chasing my dreams. I feel like sometimes you might feel ashamed of chasing your dreams, honestly. I feel that way at times, because you feel like, okay, I'm doing all this, but I have nothing to show for it. It's like I'm trying too much. You're scared of being seen. You're scared of what people are gonna say. Like, there's that of, and you have the fear. You don't have the courage to, like, you start doubting yourself because you have nothing to show for it. But I'm here to tell you, by the way, you should never be ashamed of chasing your dreams, no matter how they look like. You should never be ashamed of chasing your dreams. I will never be ashamed of starting small. I will never be ashamed of starting small. Every great thing begins somewhere, man. Every great thing begins somewhere. And progress is what matters. So don't be ashamed to be a startup. Don't be ashamed to be an upcoming. Do not. I feel like most people don't like to be, especially musicians. They don't like to be called upcoming musicians. I don't know why. I had a friend who is a musician. He didn't like that term, the upcoming musician. He didn't like it at all. But you should never be ashamed of starting small. You start from somewhere. Because I mean, I love that, like, just that whole idea of starting small, because it shows the journey, and then you get to learn a lot of things throughout your journey. So you should never be ashamed of starting small, whether you're starting whatever you're starting, when it comes to your content creation, maybe you're starting a business, maybe you're venturing into something new, never be ashamed of starting small. Number three, I will never be ashamed of making mistakes. Do not actually be ashamed of making mistakes. I said that on this podcast many episodes ago, that you should never be ashamed of making mistakes. You should actually don't let your mistakes define you. You should not let other people define you by your mistakes. Clock that. Because, yeah, you should. Everyone makes mistakes, and life doesn't have a formula, actually. Like, kuna menu ya life, truly, kuja kutukamba life, you should do this. Like, we're all doing this life thing for the first time. So, you should never be ashamed of making mistakes. They're part of success. They're not a sign of failure, right? Yeah. I will never be ashamed of being different. Kill me if I'm different, but I will never be ashamed of being different, because we are all, everyone is different, and I will never be ashamed of being different. I will not go to a place and feel like I'm different, and then I'm not able to be myself because I want to accommodate all those other people so that I can be similar to them. No, we don't do that here. You should never be ashamed of being different. In fact, you should shine in your indifference. Your uniqueness is your superpower. You should own it, and you should shine on it. So never be ashamed of being different. Embrace it. What number are we on? Number five or something. I will never be ashamed of changing my mind. Yeah, even me here on this podcast, I might say something today, and then maybe 2 episodes later, maybe 3 months later, maybe 5 years later, I change my mind, because I thought I'm now thinking different. I now view life differently. I even said this on the other pod where I met a friend of mine who used to be friends back in campus, but then him in his mind, he still knows me as that girl who he went to campus with. He just knows me as that girl. And I'm like, bro, I was telling him, how many years since he graduated? 2 years since you graduated. Like, I'm not the same girl anymore. I think different. I view things different. So you're allowed to change your mind. You'd never be ashamed of changing your mind. Growth means evolving. It's okay to pivot. Like, if you have another idea, if you thought of something today and then you change your mind tomorrow, don't be ashamed of that. That is normal. Number six, I'll never be ashamed of taking time to heal and grow. Take your time. Don't, like, your journey is yours. There's no deadline. Take time to heal. Take as much time as you need to heal and grow. Never be ashamed of the scars you have, the things that you need to heal from. Never be ashamed of them. They're part of you. Take your time to heal and grow. Your journey is yours. There's no deadline. Take your time. Number 7, I'll never be ashamed of using my voice. I will never be ashamed of using my voice. I feel like everyone should not be ashamed of, like, everyone has a voice, everyone has a perspective, and everyone's perspective, everyone's voice deserves to be heard. So don't be ashamed of using your voice. Maybe that's your in your workplace, you're like, boss wako anakukalia, ama your employee, you don't like what's happening. Like, use your voice when it comes to your workplace. Use your voice when it comes, like, whatever that looks like to you, when you're negotiating for a deal. Use your voice. Like, you deserve to be heard. Don't be ashamed to speak up for yourself. Basically, don't be ashamed to speak up for yourself. Don't be afraid to speak up for yourself. Number eight, number nine. I love this list. It's like straight, direct to the point, but these are things like, it's really actually always the small things. Number 8, I'll never be ashamed of outgrowing people and places. I will never be ashamed. I said that, I talked about these outgrowing people happens, I think last episode, episode 104, if I'm not wrong. So I'll never be ashamed of outgrowing people and places. Not everyone is meant to stay in my journey. And actually, this is something I really used to struggle with. I used to think that once you're in my life, you're meant to be in my life, like, forever until we die. I used to think that was so crazy. Until when I used to lose friends. I used to like outgrow friends. I used to think, okay, I'm the bad friend. I even said it on this pod. Like, what's wrong with me? Am I such a bad friend? Am I such a bad person because I can't keep my friendships? I can't keep my friends. And I didn't know that you outgrow people, you outgrow places, and it's actually something normal. It happens. I didn't know. I used to think like I'm the bad friend. I have bad luck when it comes to friends. But you outgrow people. Never be ashamed of outgrowing people and places. Okay. Number one, number 10. I'll never be ashamed of taking time for myself. No explanation needed. Take time for yourself. Take time for yourself. If you need to rest, don't burn yourself out. I said, even if you work 365 days of the year, money will never be enough. You'll still want more. So take time for yourself. Yeah. I will never be ashamed of feeling my emotions. I will never be ashamed of feeling my emotions. And I think this is something that a lot of people actually shy away from. Feeling the emotion. People shy away from the emotions a lot. People really do. And I used to do that when I was, I think, 20s, in my early 20s. I used to be that, I'm a strong person, I'm a strong girl, like whatever happens, I'm just going to be that strong person. Like, I really didn't need, really feel what I was feeling. I really didn't take time to feel my emotions. But nowadays, I will sink in my emotions. If I need to cry, I'm going to cry it all out and then let it go. If I need to talk myself out of it, I'm gonna talk myself out of it. If I need to gombeza myself, call myself for a meeting, I'm gonna do that, feel my emotions and move on. So never be ashamed of emotion. Healings, never be ashamed of emotions. Healing isn't linear, so you don't have to rush it. Take your time, don't feel your emotions. Another thing, I'll never be ashamed of taking breaks. Definitely, I'll never be ashamed of trying new things. Ah, guys, I will never be ashamed of trying new things. Do not be afraid of trying new things. There is, like they say, what your dream life, what you want is on the other side of fear. So you need to face your fears in order for you to cross over, in order for you to be able to achieve your dreams. So one thing about me, that's one thing I love about me. I'm never scared of trying new things, actually. I'm always like, if bad, like what's the worst thing that can happen? As long as I'm not gonna die, akuna mtu atanichapa. That's actually, I always say this, that's the best mentality to have. Once you have that mentality, you'll never go back. Nothing will ever hold you back in this life. Never. Like once you have that mentality, what's the worst thing that can happen? Nani atanichapa? Kuna atanichapa? Like sitakufa. That is the best mentality, honestly, to have. So, yeah. Never be ashamed of trying new things. Actually, you never know. Maybe once you try that new thing, apondo nyota yako iko. That's why it's hard. You never know. So don't be ashamed to try new things. We have a long life, especially I feel like in our 20s. Okay, no pressure to anyone who is older, but in fact, you can try it anytime. But in your 20s, as manga, explore adventures, try new things, because that is when, even if that new thing doesn't work out, you still have time to adjust. You still have time to adjust because you're in your 20s, you're still young. But uko in your 30s, maybe that you can try something new and then it doesn't work out. And then I see a tweet yesterday that what is someone asked on Twitter, on X, what is the hardest realization as you come older? What is the hardest thing you have come to realize? Someone replied that sometimes you can't afford mistakes. As you get older, you can't afford mistakes because one mistake can set you back 3 to 4 years. So you see, that's crazy. So in your 20s, I feel like you have at least that. You have that time to adjust. So try new things. Now, I'm not pressure, even if you're at any age, sometimes you have to be a risk taker at the end of the day. So don't be ashamed of trying new things. Another thing, I will never be ashamed of liking what I like. I said what I said. Definitely. This is nice. Because sometimes you like something and then you unasikia someone else doesn't like it. And then you start feeling small. Okay, you're like, okay, I'm not going to say I like it. Maybe let's say, what's a good example? what's a good example? Food. She lays food as an example. Or a certain type of movie, which not a movie, a certain type of genre. Okay, yeah. Let's use music as a genre. Let's use music as an example, I mean. So let's say let's use bongo. Especially in Kenya. In Kenya, people don't people don't like accepting in public that they listen to bongo, that they like bongo, because they're gonna be judged. You talk to like when you to when you can love a girl, when you can love a boy, like yeah, you get it. So people don't like being like don't people don't like accept like accepting like loudly that they listen to bongo. But me, I actually listen to bongo. I love bongo. But so that's when you're ashamed of liking what you like. Of course, you know you like bongo. So okay, kwanga kwa pale bedsitter ako mejifungia, so nasikizanga tu bongo. But when you're around people, you don't want to you don't want them to know that you like listening to this. I mean, you like certain things. So don't be ashamed of liking what you like. Even if other people don't like them, your interests don't need approval. So don't be ashamed of liking what you like. Period. Okay? I think this is the last one. I will never be ashamed of starting over. If feel even like this should have been the first point, I will never be ashamed of starting over. As I always say, as long as you're still alive, as long as you're still on this earth, as long as you're still breathing, there's always room for redemption. There's always room to start over. There's always room to grow. There's always room for improvement. There's always room. So never be ashamed of starting over. Even if you want to start over in your 40s, in your 50s, in your, oh my gosh, start over as many times as you need to. Even if you're not starting, like me, I feel like I've lived, I don't know how many lives. I've lived a lot of lives. By the time my year ends, I've lived a lot of lives, because I start over on many things. And this could be in your career. You can have a career change in the middle of, in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s. So never be ashamed of starting over, whether in your career, whether in relationships or habits. Fresh starts are so powerful. So never be ashamed of starting over. Never be ashamed of starting over. Yeah. Those are long points. I feel like I've given you guys, I think, close to 15. I had a long list. I curated this list, I think, 2 days ago. So yeah, those are the things I feel like we should never be ashamed of. Things that we are ashamed of. We are like, what do people think? Am I even good for this? But at the end of the day, these are things that you should never be ashamed of. Tell me in the comments after listening to this episode, do you agree with this list? Or do you think that there's some things you should, we feel like, okay, I feel like some things you should just be ashamed of. Do you think so? So feel free to tell me in the comments. What or add you're free to add on to my list things that you feel like we should never be ashamed of. Okay. Anyway, guys, remember to check out my YouTube Unspoken Podcast KE new vlog. I'm supposed to edit a vlog. I'm so tired. I'm supposed to edit other podcasts episode. Oh my gosh. So yeah, check out my YouTube Unspoken Podcast KE. A vlog is dropping this week. Remember to subscribe. Check out my TikTok. I'm in my TikTok era. I'm trying to be consistent over there, so check out my TikTok. Aminoaviti, and I guess I'll see you on the next episode. Okay, adios, and be shameless, please.